from within each in a special way. We create the peaceful planet.
Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet show with your host, Marcia McMahon. You were listening to the music of the Peaceful Planet as synthesized from spirit through the late Robert Murray. Robert Murray's amazing talents can be found at thestarsstillshine.com, and the Peaceful Planet is the only place you can hear the music of the Half Beats and Michael in the Band, as inspired by Robert Murray, the late great medium. So please check Robert's site out, and we thank his son James, and we thank Robert, who is now in the upstairs studio with John Lennon and George Harrison. So this is show host Marcia McMahon, and we air The Peaceful Planet every other Saturday at 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific, and 7 p.m. Eastern, and we're dedicated to bringing peace and higher vibrations of love, truth, and peace, and assisting light workers on their journey to wholeness. You will find a fascinating guest and great show that we have planned for you this evening with Dr. Scott Werner. Let me tell you more about our show, and then we will get to Dr. Werner. So please bear with me. I have a message from Archangel Michael, and I also have a message from the late John Lennon, whose birthday happens to be tomorrow. So join us each Saturday at 6 p.m. Central as we put out message of the angels and the Ascended Master, and we interview cutting-edge authors and world teachers on topics of peace, alternative healing, music, and talents from all walks of life, including even the topic of ascension. And please check out my recent books, Notes from John, Messages from Across the Universe, is newly released on Amazon at dianaspeakstotheworld.com. That's my personal site. And this is a collection of personal notes that the late John Lennon gave to me on world affairs and peace and how to get peace through music. And he also speaks on ascension, and he was working with me when I previously held the position as the host of The Peaceful Planet ever since 2005. And Bob Murray and I collaborated on the music and some of the messages in the book. It's corroborated by many mediums around the world who also channeled the late John Lennon. And we're very grateful to feature the music from the late Robert Murray. And so you can get a copy on Amazon, and you can also get a copy on Diana Speaks to the World, where you can get a signed edition. And I also have a featured new book titled Archangel Michael, Ascension Teachings with Archangel Michael. And I channel Archangel Michael and his teachings on ascension, and that's an ebook on Amazon, and it's a download directly to your tablet or your reader, and it's very intense, all about the earth changes, which we're still experiencing as of now, and therefore I would encourage any serious spiritual seeker to please get a hold of a copy of my book. I also do readings, and sometimes I feature my readings, mini readings on air. So tonight we have such a fabulous guest, so stay tuned with us. And then I also do angelic Reiki. Visit the site divineconnectionswithreiki.com. And then I also specialize in past lives regression and different forms of spiritual karmic release at enlightenedhypnosis.net. So I would like to take the time to read Archangel Michael's message about the recent storm that was is now moving up the coast, and last night was moving into the Florida areas, and just send out our love and blessings to everyone affected by the storm. And I was meditating with another client of mine, and she asked me to pray for her and to send Archangel Michael's wings of love to protect her, and miraculously, she was unharmed, and so was her family. So this is what Archangel Michael had to say about the hurricane affecting Florida and now the coast of the Carolinas and Georgia as well. So we send out our love and light to those people affected, and we ask people to be generous in their hearts and their prayers. So this is Archangel Michael. We send our blessings to the affected storms in Florida and the East Coast. We, the Elohim and the Archangel Michael Collective, are working on the vortex to lessen its impact on the eastern side of Florida and to lessen the effects of the strike on landfall. We realize that many are without power and without the connection to the internet or cell phones, which they desperately need. Many are injured and trying to escape and caught up in more trouble. And we ask now that we would send my blue flame of light and love. And if you would, please send the violet flame of Saint Germain to all those affected by the storm, and all will be able to find comfort and healing in this crisis. And I would also ask your listeners on the peaceful planet to send a ray of hope and protection and charity of your choice to offset the extreme economic loss, and this will play havoc with many lives. It is never our intention as the angels for any damage or storm to occur, for I have repeatedly spoken of the climbing storms of Earth with my channel, Marsha, and her book, Ascension Teachings with Archangel Michael. Remember, beloveds, that all have agreed previously to karmic agreements and dire circumstances of storm and raging waters, but yet our comfort and our wings protect all who call on us. We therefore cannot intervene without your call. Earth is a free will place, and we respect the fact that many are suffering, and we wish only everyone happiness and peace. Light workers are wealthy, hold out a helping hand to a neighbor or someone in need, be they in Florida, whether they're close or they're distant. Do not neglect to give what you've been given by giving even further. For by giving we receive, and receiving and giving add to the vibrations of love on the earth at this time. We urge you not to go into panic, but to meditate with this evening on those areas being affected, and we visualize the storm moving off to the left and into the Atlantic Ocean. I am Archangel Michael, and I send out love and truth and healing to everyone listening this evening. And also, we have a little lighthearted message from the late John Lennon. And John and George were inspiring me to write this book, and they frequently are appearing in messages and in the music that's inspired by the late Robert Murray. And they call themselves the Half Beats on the Other Side, which I think is great fun. And we are so honored to have John speaking this evening as well. And here is a brief message from the late John Lennon. It's his birthday tomorrow, and we're sending out the greatest love and appreciation to the great light worker and peace worker, John Lennon. Hello, John. Are you available? You come in a little faint, but I'm tuning into your vibration, and we're glad to hear from you, love. We do want to say that the music that you play on BBS Radio for your audience is all from me, John Lennon, of course, my partner, George. We have the Half-Beats are pleased that you're putting out Robert Murray's awesome music for Peace for the Planet. I was the one that advised Marcia to call her show The Peaceful Planet, and that was the first song she channeled in. We have the Half-Beats are overlighting the program this evening and watching from the upstairs studio and listening in. We are anxious to get peace and love for the planet. We ask you to tune in every Saturday on BBS Radio at 6 p.m. Central. I'm sensing you, John, holding out your hands with the big peace sign, and he's also signaling and saying all you need is love. And then he signs off, remember peace and remember love. So we all want to send out the best of birthday wishes to John, the late John Lennon, and we wish him all love and peace. Well, he gave that here on Earth and to the spirit world as well. We send him our loving appreciation, and we all miss him so very much. So now I'd like to get to this wonderful guest that we have featured this evening. And I'm going to read a little bit of Dr. Werner's bio. And Dr. Scott Werner, M.D., practiced medicine starting out as an OBGYN, but became a medical intuitive after curing his own cancer with herbs and healing energy. In 2005, he voluntarily gave up his medical practice to focus on the real cause of disease. He lives in St. George, Utah, with his wife and children. Scott used herbs, homeopathic, energetic remedies, and chelation to improve and heal so-called untreatable illnesses and disease, and he's helped thousands of patients. Scott carefully does intuitive medical readings for clients, putting on products which will help them the most. Scott currently lectures to many groups, including professionals in Nevada, California, Hawaii, Florida, and Utah, about herbal products and homeopathics, essential oils, energy medicine, and spiritual healing. Scott has been told by lecture attendees that he is the one most informative, animated speakers they have ever heard. And I can personally attest to this because I was so honored to hear Scott in St. Louis about 5 months ago when he came and spoke to our large group. And he was amazing, and I've been working with Dr. Scott Werner personally for my own healing and using his herbs. And he's very, very gifted as a medical intuitive, and we're just so honored to have Dr. Scott Werner with us. Scott, are you there?
Yes, I happen to be here.
Thank you so much for listening to our messages and for coming on air with us tonight and honoring us with your knowledge and wisdom. So please tell us a little bit more how you transferred out of traditional medical modalities and got into these other healing modalities, if you can.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it started out with a couple of near-death experiences when I was younger. When I was 13, I had a near-death experience, and I came back knowing I was supposed to do well in school and go to medical school. And then I had another one at the age of 20 where I was hit by a car while I was riding my bike. I was on a mission down in Puerto Rico, and a driver came very swiftly, come off the road just far enough to send me flying in the air, and I don't remember much about it because I woke up with a sheet over my head in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
And
how devastating. Now, I didn't hear this at your talk that I can recall. So you were in a coma at that point, and what happened from there?
Well, what happened was the nurses started screaming, he was dead, you know, estaba muerta, estaba muerta. And I looked at them like, well, where am I and what happened? And anyway, they did x-rays, and they readed the x-rays when I came back to life, and they were totally different than the ones taken when they brought me in. And I came back from that with the gift of clairsentience, which is clear feeling, and it made me an empath, so I could feel what was going on in other people's bodies just by tuning into them. And so then I went to medical school there in St. Louis, Missouri, at the St. Louis University Medical Center, and enjoyed it, and had to moonlight way back then because I had two kids and a wife that I needed to take care of, as well as pay for all my medical education. So I moonlighted as a record reader for a company called Coburn Crofts and Putzel there in St. Louis, Missouri. And they were defending a big corporation. You know, Monsanto's right there in St. Louis, Missouri. And my job was to go through the charts and interview the clients who were suing Monsanto to see if their symptoms and diseases correlated with their exposure to Agent Orange and dioxin.
Well, they're right in our area, too, because I live near St. Louis and central Illinois, and I'm not a fan of them at all from what I've read. And they've just completed a merger, too, which is even more, you know, I don't know if you know about their recent merger, but it's nasty. They merged with Bayer of Germany. Did you know that?
Yes, and it's a,
so
a
go
huge,
ahead. So you were
huge corporation. And they're mixing pharmaceutical dynasties with the chemical dynasty, and quite an interesting thing. But I learned very early in my medical career the hazards of the chemicals that we're using as, you know, on plants, and they do affect all the animals and insects, all life on the earth, and not to our betterment. But anyway, as I was in St. Louis doing my third and fourth years, I fell in love with doing obstetrics and gynecology, and so I decided to do that for a living, and got exposed to a lethal dose of radiation there in St. Louis. We had a lady we were working on that had vaginal cancer and inserted cylinders filled with radioactive iridium. And during the night, the caps were not tight, and so it started leaking on her and burning her legs and buttocks because it, you know, was dripping out. And I was called, I was the intern on call, and I gloved up with leaded gloves, put on a leaded apron, a hood, and, you know, I did everything I could to prevent myself from getting irradiated, but it was quite a bit, and I ended up cleaning her up and cleaning up the radiation and putting it in places that would be secure, because the nurses were just freaking out also, and ended up having my badge go black underneath my leaded apron, which was quite fascinating. And you know,
you say that you got the radiation underneath your leaded apron? No kidding.
Yeah, somehow my badge went black, and it was underneath my you know, my security. And so within a year, I developed malignant melanoma, and radiation made it grow, obviously. Chemotherapy wouldn't do anything to it, and surgery would have made me an invalid. So I was doing okay, and they just said, well, you'll probably be dead in 2 to 3 months, and so, you know, go home and get your house in order. And I wasn't quite ready to go yet.
How old were you at that age, Dr.
I was
Scott?
29. So it's been 30 years.
Anyway,
they, you know, basically told me to just go home and I'd probably be dead. And I wasn't happy with that answer. And so I went home and I prayed. I've always been a very spiritual person. I've prayed and meditated my entire life. And the name Hulda Clark came to my mind. And I had no idea who Hulda
Clark. I've heard of Hulda Clark.
Yeah.
She's well-renowned. Yeah.
Yes. And I went to my office the next day, and usually I had charts sitting waiting for my signatures and to be filled out, and my desk had been totally cleared off, and there was an article from a Dr. Hulda Clark out of Chicago, Illinois, who was a microbiologist at the time, and it talked about how parasites, fungus, virus, and toxins cause cancer. And I got to the end of the article, and it made perfect sense to me. So I called the number at the end of the article, and the name was Hulda Clark, who wrote the article. And she answered the phone, and the rest is history.
Wow.
How to do parasite cleansing, Eziac tea, cat's claw, chelation therapy. And I did everything she told me except divorce my wife, because she told me I needed to... That was causing my cancer, and, you know, being a good Mormon, I didn't want to do that because we'd been married in the temple and the whole works, and so, but I later ended up getting divorced about 12 years later.
But you do learn to heal others by healing yourself, and I've been on a similar journey with my cancer journey, and I've used the vegan diet and the juicing and herbals, and then picking up with what you were saying before, what a traumatic thing to have to go through. You're chemically exposed to radiation poisoning, and then you end up with cancer, and then you have to figure out how to cure it yourself. That's really amazing.
Dr. Yeah, and I found radiation is a very powerful thing. It actually goes interdimensional, and so that's why we've got other entities here wanting us to not have a worldwide catastrophe or war with nuclear weapons, because it affects all dimensions on the planet Earth.
Absolutely.
And it's
that's
not
part of
good.
Plus,
it'd kill all of us. But anyway, so I started doing alternative medicine because of my curing myself from cancer using herbs and chelation therapy and other modalities. And it got me involved in a lot of different things. And in fact, I lost 40 pounds when I went through my first two parasite cleanses. And all of the women in my OBGYN practice, they were like, "Dr. Werner, what are you doing to lose weight?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm doing Eziac tea, cat's claw, doing some parasite cleansing." And they're like, "Well, we want to do that." And so I started using some of these herbal cleanses on people and had some dramatic results. I would do laparoscopic surgery to diagnose, you know, endometriosis, ovarian cysts, different problems in the belly. And when I would treat them with the parasite cleansing and the antifungals, I'd go back in to do laser surgery on the endometriosis, and lo and behold, it'd be gone. And I was like, whoa, how come they don't teach us about this in medical school? And so...
Yeah,
I ended up doing quite a bit of alternative treatments, but it happened
amen to that.
That's the
only thing that's effective that works, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what happens is they have, when the PPOs and the HMOs and then the government got involved and then the hospitals started getting run by corporations rather than the doctors, the profits went up for the hospital system and the pharmaceuticals and the surgical companies, but the treatment changed, and they made laws that you couldn't treat people with alternative stuff for different maladies because they couldn't make money from them. And
I know about that issue. The big pharmaceuticals only want you know, chemo, radiation, and surgery, I've survived stage 4 of breast cancer. And
yeah.
I regret that I submitted to some of it. But I'm grateful for the knowledge that I learned in terms of the holistic. But so you healed yourself of cancer. May I backtrack a little bit and ask you what herbs you used and protocols and how long it took you to know that you were healed? Or
well, it was quite interesting. I used Hulda Clark's Parasite Cleanse, which is wormwood, cloves, and black walnut extract. The black walnut is a liquid. The cloves and the wormwood I used were encapsulated. And I did it in an increasing dose each day for 14 days.
Yeah.
And then she told me you have to go off of the parasite cleansing because the eggs won't hatch while you're doing the parasite cleanse. And so you go off, and she had me go off for 15 days because she said I had flukes, which are known to cause different problems with organ systems and causing cancer. Flukes are known where they're at. Like if they're in the liver, they're called liver flukes. If they're in the pancreas, they're called pancreatic flukes. If they're in the blood, they're called blood flukes. And she told me I needed to get rid of these and do a parasite cleanse once a month for 2 months for 14 days and then do antifungals and antivirals and do chelation therapy. And so I was using a lot of different herbs, and I was using a zapper that she had created. It was a 9-volt mechanism that would put a little shock into your system. And what I came to find was the DC current didn't actually kill the parasites, but it moved them out of the mucus and membranes that our body creates around them to kind of wall them off. And so the shocker just kind of made them bite right through that. And I don't recommend to anybody to use the zapper unless they're taking the herbs to kill the parasites. But
really, because I've read about it, and I just didn't understand how it would possibly work. It's some sort of vibrational healing, is it not? Is it sound?
Yeah, and I came to start using plant enzymes because the plant enzymes would dissolve the mucus and the membranes, but it would also help dissolve their dead bodies because enzymes kind of break down the proteins and the fats and the different carbohydrates. And so I started using plant enzymes with the parasite cleansing. And my tumors were gone within 2 months, which was amazing.
Now,
and all the docs were working with me. They said, you've had spontaneous regression.
Oh, yeah. That's the old excuse.
Which is another word for, you just had a miracle happen.
Yeah, right. Well, it is a miracle, but you created it. And we do create our own miracles, by the way.
Yeah.
And you're great to be congratulated for successful healing. Now, I've been a very strong adherent of the vegan diet and of the juicing since I've been diagnosed, and then I had metastatic breast cancer, and I used that, and I had one that I had to have removed. I had to have surgery, and it did some damage to my hand. But tell me, did you change your diet, or are you vegetarian, or
she asked me, if I was getting sugars, and at the time I was an OBGYN, I would drink a 6-pack of Coca-Cola to stay awake during the night. And she says, you absolutely have to stop doing that because the sugars are feeding the cancer. And so I quit drinking soda pop. I quit eating anything with sugar. I went more to a whole, believe it or not, I started eating more whole grains, more organic foods, because at the time, I believed that would be the best. And later on, we would come to find that the grains were getting changed and having more toxins in and causing cancer.
GMO.
So back then, when I got the malignant melanoma, the grains were pretty safe for my body back then. In fact, I felt pretty good eating them. But I did change and started eating more whole foods and avoiding bread, starches, potatoes, you know, those kind of things, and especially avoiding sugars. And as you talk about juicing, I actually did the Gerson juicing, and that was very helpful, and ate a lot of beets, things to help my liver, and because my liver needed to really detox.
I was throwing you a compliment a while ago, saying that you look like the picture of health. You're so energetic and young-looking, and you practiced in OBGYN for quite some time before you finally decided to leave the medical profession.
Actually, I only practiced for about 3 years post, getting my OBGYN, and God had other things for me to do, and I ended up cutting my first digit on my right hand, and my second digit got cut some with a chainsaw. Weird accident, but it happened so rapidly, you know, you look back and you go, whoa, what happened here? And it was something that shifted me so that I could do more in alternative medicine, because being an OBGYN is a very time-consuming job.
I realized that you shared the story about the lady giving birth, and you were an intern, and you had us all laughing at the talk.
St. Louis City Hospital was a great place to practice medicine, especially as a medical student. We were able to be the doctors, and the interns and residents were the main physicians watching over us. And it was quite an exciting time in St. Louis, and we really had a great time being doctors. Anyway, when I moved to Phoenix is where I actually came down with the cancer, and then I moved up to Cedar City, Utah, and that's where my hand got injured. I opened up a center called Total Health Center, and we had massage therapists, we had chiropractic care, we had Reiki masters. I mean, we were doing things 30 years ago that, the medical profession is just trying to figure out now. I learned about all of this through prayer and meditation. I actually started meditating when I was in Cedar City, and then I learned transcendental meditation about 10 years ago when we moved down to
up there
George.
in Iowa City or one of the
Actually learned it here in southern Utah. We had a guy from Australia who taught us TM. He was a friend of my wife's family, and I was curious about it because my wife had learned it like 20 years ago, and so I decided, well, maybe I ought to expand my mental capacities and learn other things. And so I did, and it was quite fascinating because I actually quit doing it for a while and started doing Vipassana and other types of meditation. And I always received really good spiritual instruction, even instruction to help my patients. The healing masters would come to me and give me ideas and show me different herbs. And it was quite fascinating. They even had me getting quartz crystals and doing crystal layouts. And I used to call them cooking because the patient would get very hot. We had a little gal who had Lyme's disease, and we did a crystal layout using different crystals at different points on the body and under the table and on top of her body. And as we did it, her temperature went up to 103 degrees.
Wow.
And she started sweating quite bad, and so we took some of the blankets off because she was, you know, consistently cold. And anyway, she ended up coming off the table, and her Lyme's was totally cured, which fascinated me because here I was, a medical doctor, you know, and most medical doctors back then didn't know anything about Lyme's or chronic fatigue, any of this stuff.
Well, the Lyme disease is curable through the biomet, which heats up crystals. And I helped distribute the Biomat. It's an amazing device, and it's made out of pure amethyst, which is, you know, a wonderful crystal to use. So I can confirm what you're talking about, although I haven't healed anybody of it. It's in the literature, and I've totally read that. So it sounds like you were just awakened and at an early age and always have been working as a service to the light and finding natural remedies for people and tuning into people. And I want to just say out on air here that you've tuned into me and been 100% accurate. And I do medical intuition, too, for my Reiki clients, but I don't advise them particularly like you do. So you have that added gift of knowing the herbs and which herbs to choose. And I noticed in one of the formulas that you gave me, there's Pau de Arco substance in the herb, and I think that's the most anti-cancer herb that they've got, isn't it? Or would you say that it's among them?
Mm-hmm. When I went down to Peru and studied under a shaman, we did the different herbs, the herb of the soul down there. And we were taught that Pau de Arco, Pau just means bark, de means of, Arco is the Arco tree. And it's this huge, beautiful tree that grows down in the Amazon. And one of the shaman, I was discussing with him the qualities of the Pau de Arco, the bark of the Arco tree, and that we found that you could put energy into the substance and the tincture, and it would hold the energy better than any substance we've ever found. And the shaman said that the Arco tree is the grandfather of all life, of all the plant kingdom, and that all the plants died on the planet Earth, the Arco tree could bring out the genetics to replant the entire Earth, which I thought was quite fascinating.
That's fascinating. I've never heard that before. I've heard the tree of the apricot seed also referred to as the tree of life, but I haven't heard of the Pau de Arco tree as the tree of life. That's, you know, I'm referencing Genesis, but maybe, you know, it's just a general way of looking at some of these things that are just so life-giving. And, you know, it's amazing your command of the herbals and the healing formulas that you've come up with. It's just mind-boggling. And I also wanted to make our listeners aware of your work with Ascended Master Saint Germain and highlight the next step in human evolution, your book. And I picked it up in the spring, and it's a marvelous read. And I also love and work with Saint Germain, and I loved your descriptions. If you could tell us a little bit more about how you actually met up with Saint Germain near Mount Shasta and that whole story. I thought it was just terribly interesting.
Well, Saint Germain actually came to me. I was praying for the smartest herbalist on the planet to come and train me.
Well, that would be him.
And this guy ended up showing up. And his name was Steve, not Saint Germain, but he said if I'd open up an herb store, he'd teach me about the herbs. And so I did, and he did, and it was quite fascinating because he'd tell me stories out of the past, and not recent past, but, you know, long time ago, how the herbs came into use and why they were used for what they were used for. And he would tell me all these stories, and then he taught me for 4 years and taught me all about homeopathics, all about the herbs, all about energy medicine. In fact, our first crystal layout was one that he showed me how to do. And anyway, he ended up going to New York about a month before 9/11 and ended up being about four blocks away from Ground Zero and helped a ton of people. And when I found out about it, I called him up and I said, "Are you Saint Germain?" And he started telling me the story of Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin being frustrated with trying to do the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and how he showed how to word it properly so that England would be aware that we were declaring our independence and wanted to be an independent sovereign nation. And I mean, it was quite fascinating. And later I come to find out that Saint Germain was all about our freedom and creating the United States of America to be an enzyme to the world and free the entire world from...
Well, Saint Germain's higher purpose is to make every country in the world a freedom and democracy, not just the United States.
Yes, absolutely.
And right now, the United States... you know, and the tipsy-topsy, crazy election that we need to focus on, Master Saint Germain, because he is the master of the New Age, the master koan, the master teacher, who is bringing in this light for the United States Capitol. And it's very important that we as lightworkers ask Saint Germain to intervene to keep the freedoms that we cherish, because a lot of them are disappearing. And I'm into channeling Saint Germain, and I'm into creating this peace and healing center for my part of the world. And Saint Germain has been my guide, but I know he's definitely guiding you, because I've connected to you, and I just sense that you have this real connection. So go ahead and tell us a little bit more about, you know, how you evolved to actually work directly with Saint Germain. And yes, he was overlighting the he was the secret observer, as they call it, at the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Correct?
Yeah, he was the divine intervention, in my opinion.
Right. Exactly, and we need Master Saint. In fact, I'm looking at a picture of him right now from one of my channelings, and the violet flame and the Star of David, and we send out the blessings of Saint Germain and the Star of David this evening, even as we speak, to those affected by the storm and also to the election, for that matter.
Yes,
so go ahead
yes.
with your personal journey with Saint Germain, because I'm just transfixed with Saint Germain. I just love him. He's just a wonderful ascended master whom I also channel. And I know you do channel him, and you've received messages. And then you had some sort of a mystic experience at Shasta.
Yes. Well, it wasn't exactly at Shasta. I had a lot of mystical experiences. We saw fairies. We encountered elves. We saw spacecraft flying above the mountain.
I've seen them.
And what happened was I was detoxing the people there in Fairfield, Iowa. I would go twice a year, meet with them, give them details how to detox the chemicals out of their systems, because they were getting a lot of neurologic diseases and chronic illnesses, and we were doing very well. And then the darn agronomists started teaching the farmers to put even more Roundup on at the harvest. And so we were getting all these grains and different foods inundated with these chemicals, and they built big silos just outside of Fairfield, Iowa, to the east, and every time they'd fill them up, the dust would settle down on the town, and they started getting sick, and they were asking, what do we do? And so usually I get answers immediately through the angels or Saint Germain, and I didn't get an answer. In fact, I was scheduled to go back to Fairfield, Iowa 2 years ago during October, but I didn't have the answer yet, so I put it off, and my sister-in-law was able to get us a speaking gig up in Mount Shasta, and that's how we ended up in Mount Shasta. And one of my purposes was to meet the Telos and, you know, experience Mount Shasta, but that's a whole other story. So I'll skip to the main part. We were heading home, and I still hadn't had an answer, and I was really antsy about it. So I had my sister-in-law drive, and I just meditated the whole way from Mount Shasta to Reno, Nevada. And we stopped there at a hotel that night, and I was just frustrated because I wasn't getting answers. So I went to bed about midnight and woke up about 2:22. and felt this energy down to the end of my bed, and I looked down there, and there was this violet flame appearing at the end of my bed, and
really?
Then it condensed into a white light in the center, which expanded, and this man comes walking through, and he says, he wiggled my big toe, and he said, "I'm Saint Germain, and I've come to you with an answer to your prayers." And
wow.
I was just dumbfounded, because for the next 2 hours, he told me about the 24 strands of DNA and how that would evolve humans and make them better people, helping their vibration to increase, their spiritual energy to increase, their creative abilities to increase. And I mean, he went through so much, and then he introduced Melchizedek, and Melchizedek talked to me for about an hour, and then
Lord,
after him came an archangel called Zaphkiel,
yes.
and talked to me for about an hour. And they all had very, very similar messages. Melchizedek wanted me to get the book, The Keys of Enoch, and Zaphkiel wanted me to learn about the archangels, but they both reiterated how important it is to manifest more DNA into our bodies, and they talked about how the original human beings had 24 strands of DNA in 12 double helix, and it was braided into rope DNA, which made them able to travel in space even, because you know how dangerous it is from all of the different radiation and stuff out in the universe. And but the DNA is perfected and actually protected, having it be bound into rope DNA. And so Saint Germain taught me how to teach people to do this, and he told me I was going to be writing this book, The Next Step in Human Evolution. And he appeared to me in October of 2014. By 2015, I hadn't written the book. He appeared to me again. He says, "Scott, you need to leave your family, leave your business, and write this book."
Really?
And so I made arrangements, and I told him, you know, I don't have money to leave the business for 3 weeks to write a book. And he said, "Well, I'll take care of you." And a lady called for an intuitive reading from Maui, Hawaii, and she was so thrilled with the good results she was getting that she asked me if there was anything I could, she could do for me, and I said, "Well, yeah, I need a place to stay in Hawaii so I can write a book, because I wrote my first book, Take Back Your Health, in Hawaii, and the energy there is so good to..."
Oh, it's the energy of paradise. I have
Yeah, get
there,
the creative energies flowing, and,
yeah.
and I just do a really good job writing there. And so she said, "I will give you my ohana, and I will prepare it for you, and I will help you any way you ask." And I ended up going and staying in her ohana, and she provided everything for me and had Saint Germain's pictures all over the apartment. And I mean, it was just divine.
Oh, well, that's a clear sign that you were doing that mission that he sent you. Oh, my God. I hadn't heard all of this detail about your stay in Hawaii and how you wrote the book in 3 weeks.
Oh, it was amazing. And I literally had so many beautiful experiences, and I met James Gilliland, who owns the Yosity Ranch there at Mount Adams in Washington. I met all of these amazing people that Saint Germain would introduce me to. And these are people who are bringing us into the universal consciousness, and we've got beings that are helping us. It was fascinating because before I went to Hawaii to write the book, a psychic called me up and said, "Scott, go outside and tell me what you see." I went outside, and there was this huge cigar-shaped spacecraft, and it was emitting this greenish plasma type energy, and I'm a little bit telepathic as well as intuitive, and
right.
so I asked them, "Who are you and what are you doing?" And I told the psychic lady, "I see this big spacecraft," and she was the one that actually told me, "Ask them who they are and what are they doing." So I did, And they said, we are the Arcturians, and we are cleaning the radiation out of your atmosphere, because apparently Fukushima is still spewing out lots of radiation, and they came just like Star Trek, cleaning up our filthy atmosphere that has too much radiation in it. And 24 other craft appeared upon it around this huge cigar-shaped one, and they all interconnected and cleared the skies over St. George of radiation. And what was fascinating was when I was in Hawaii, they did it again. And there was about 340 people saw it, you know, besides me, so I know I'm not the only one seeing this stuff. So
no, I've seen them, too. I have pictures of them. There were their craft that were located in the Rockies, and I was perplexed. But it was in a place that was kind of deserted, and I looked down. I got a picture of it. It's on the site of the MUFON now. But later, I got a message from Ashtar of the Ashtar Command telling me that that was his ship. So that we are being looked after.
Absolutely. Ashtar's come to me a couple of times to have us do some space-time work, and because the cabal was getting way out of control with the robotics.
Yeah, for sure.
And they were actually going back in time to get further ahead. So they'd take the technology back in time, and then they just move their project ahead. And so Saint Germain also talked about that and said that we need to do things. And we as humans are very much more powerful than we know that we are. And we can do many good things that actually will help our planet, help create the evolution, and help bring the ascension. And it's up to us to do that. And
absolutely.
So Saint Germain is all about the ascension and freedom of the human beings, and the cabal is all about enslaving us and, you know, making destroying a lot of us. And so
yes, I understood and read your book, and I think it's highly commendable, and I love your work, and I've never met a doctor like you in my life. You're just such a unique treasure to me and to many. You're a living master of medicine and all of the metaphysical disciplines, which I'm myself, you know, doing Ascended Master and Angel Messages, and I'm teaching classes online coming up in November, and I'm teaching an angel class tomorrow. And it's like I've never met any MD that could do this kind of work and bring it together so succinctly in your herbalism, too. And all of your vast knowledge, it's all in the Next Step in Human Evolution by Dr. Scott Werner. And we're going to have to bring the program to a close. Do you have any other references?
Yes. I just want to say I'm going to be in Kansas City, but I'm actually going to be on the Kansas side at Crescent Springs Tools for Enlightenment on Tuesday, October 11th, this coming week. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., and then I'm going to be at the Aquarius Bookstore in Kansas City, Missouri, 3537 Washington, doing another lecture Wednesday, October 12th, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we'll be discussing some of these things, and if you need information about the Kansas City things, you can contact Karen Goodson at 913-217-8969. And then I'm going to be going on to St. Louis. St. Germain's just got me going all over the place teaching this stuff. And it's very important for us human beings to pay attention, because we can actually manifest the 24 strands into Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and help them to evolve into better people, because they have both been doing things they probably shouldn't have been doing during their life, and this will just improve who they are and what they are. And St. Germain says focusing on that will be very good for the entire planet. So I'm going to be in St. Louis.
We've run out of time, unfortunately, Dr. Werner. We're at time and we're over. But I want to thank you again for being my guest. And you're in St. Louis at what date and time?
Thursday and Friday. And so I will be giving lectures, a lecture Wednesday, I think Thursday night, and possibly Friday night. So we'll see
we'll
what happens.
For that on your website, which is drwerner.org, is that correct?
Won't be on my website unless I personally put it there, and I'm not that adept at computers yet.
Thank you so much for joining us and adding your great knowledge and skill and all of your vast, wonderful work to the peaceful planet. And we'll close out with Remarkable Diana, if there's still time. Thank you. Thank you. You're a marvelous human being, and we wish you well on your journeys. I plan to visit you when I see you in St. Louis. All right. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.